Praise be Jesus Christ. So today's homily is especially for the youth, the young children, the young people, the children who are in our mass here today, and of course those who are on our live stream. We know that with COVID, it's been a little bit harder for us to get our religious education classes. We can't have them on in person, and so Father Kyle and I made the decision that once a month we're going to have homilies especially for the young people and be able to share with them. And of course, also, I think all of us can be able to get a little bit of a chance to learn from these opportunities and maybe even see it from a different perspective. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the Bible. And so for you young people especially, I want you to hear what's going on with this. You probably have heard that it's a good idea to read the Bible, and that it's a good idea to pray with the Bible. And you probably know that we do that when we come to church here every single Sunday. And we have the scripture readings, the readings from the Bible. And these are ones that we have, and we can both read the Bible and pray with the Bible. Now, this is actually an important teaching of the church, that there are two ways, they call the two senses of reading the scripture, reading the Bible. One of them is called the literal sense, and one of them is called the spiritual sense. But we might think about it as saying there are times when we study the Bible and times when we pray with the Bible. So when people say it's good to read the Bible, we can think about it in these two ways, to study the Bible and to pray with the Bible. Now, what does it mean to study the Bible? Well, one way I like to think about that, how that works, is to remind us that when we read the Bible, we read little stories, don't we? Each part of the Bible is maybe a little story. It tells us about what somebody did or what somebody said. Or maybe it tells us a little commandment, something we should do, or how we should act. So there's these little parts of the Bible, little stories, right? And we can read these little parts of the Bible. But if we want to study the Bible and understand the Bible, then we need to read the little stories, remembering that they're part of the big story of the Bible, right? There's the big story of the Bible. And each of the little parts makes sense when it starts to fit into the bigger story. Now, you guys probably already know this about stories, how there are little stories inside of big stories, right? Have you ever watched a television show where it has different episodes, right? And the different episodes tell you a little story, but then when you know the little story, it helps you understand the big story of what all the people in the television show are doing over a long time. That's kind of the way the Bible works. And so some parts of the Bible, when we read just a little small story of it, it doesn't make much sense, or it's hard to understand. That's okay. When we read the Bible, we start with little stories, and then they help us know the big story of the Bible. The whole Bible, from beginning to end. Now, this is something that we do for a long time when we study the Bible, to try to understand the different stories and how they all fit together into the big story. And it's sort of like anything that you study, you have to start with the easy stuff, right? Some of you are probably in kindergarten, or first grade, or second grade, and you're just learning how to be able to read books, right? Just a little bit learning how to be able to read books. Learning how to read some letters. But some of you are older, you're in middle school and in high school, and you know perfectly well how to read letters and words, and so now you can read bigger books, chapter books. That's what it means to study. You get better at it a little by little. So it is with the Bible. If we want to know about the Bible, we have to start with the ABCs. What's the ABCs of reading the Bible? It's reading the stories, listening to the stories. We won't understand all of the pieces of it. We won't understand all of the things, just like when you're just starting to learn to read, you find words that you don't understand. That's okay. We learn the stories, and then as we grow with the Bible, we begin to understand how those little stories are part of the big story. And I want to give an example of this, and it actually happens in our Sunday Mass. When we celebrate the Mass together every Sunday, we have different readings, right? We have a reading from the Old Testament, that's the first reading, and then a psalm, and the New Testament, and the Gospel. And if we were to think about the readings that we had just today on this Sunday, we'd notice that they're all connected to each other. They're connected because they all talk about forgiveness. In the Old Testament, it tells us about forgiving. In the Gospel, it tells us the story about forgiving and how important it is to forgive. The Psalm tells us that God is forgiving. So we see the connection of how these little stories are part of the big story of the Bible. And we do that every Sunday. Now, let's talk a little bit also about the other part of praying with the Bible, or the other part of reading the Bible, which is praying with the Bible, right? We can pray with the Bible. Now, my favorite way to talk about praying with the Bible is to say it this way. It's about having a conversation with God. A conversation with God. Now, a conversation, that means that two people talk to each other. One person talks, and the other person listens, and then the other person gets their time to talk, and the other person listens. That's what a conversation is. So a conversation with God means that first, we listen, because we don't want to talk when God's talking, right? We listen, and then afterwards, we get our chance to talk. So when we read the Bible, we pray with the Bible, first of all, we can listen and say, does this Bible part tell me something important? And then I can use my words in prayer to talk back to God and tell him my words. So again, we could think of the gospel reading that we had today, where it tells us about forgiving people. And we listen first. And maybe we think, maybe there's somebody I need to forgive. Maybe I'm angry at somebody and I need to forgive them. So we listen to God's word. We think about it, and then we say our word back to God. So it might be a prayer, and the prayer would be, God, please help me to forgive this person, right? And of course, with all the Bible, we could be able to listen and then say our word back to God. That's prayer. That's a conversation with God. So that's two ways that we can pray and read with the Bible. Okay, the last thing I want to say about the Bible is that one of the best places for anyone, and maybe especially a family, to start and to have a regular practice of praying with the Bible is to use the Sunday scripture readings. I know some families have the practice that when they're done with Sunday Mass, when they're driving home, or when they get home and they're at the dinner table, they'll say, well, what did you think about the Bible readings from today? What do you remember from the homily today? And the family will talk about it. The kids talk about it. The grown-ups talk about it. Everybody can talk about what they heard in the Bible readings. Sometimes I've heard of families that will do this where they pull out a book, or maybe they use their phone or their computer, and they read the scripture readings either before or after the Sunday Mass to remind them of it. And then they maybe talk about it a little bit more as a family. What are the words that we hear in the Bible? What do we want to say back to God? What do we see as this story how does this story part of the bigger story of the Bible? So those are all great things that we can do as families and as children and as grown-ups as a way to be able to read and to pray with the Bible. Amen.